They used to call this out here when my dad bought it Poverty Flats. And you can see the it's surrounded now by homes and everything, and it's one of the most productive farms right now in of this size in all of Summit County. So we're proud of the fact that we've made it into a very productive farm and resisted the temptation of money to sell and develop it like's been done all the way around it.
That's Steve Osguthorpe, who grew up working the land his father bought in the 1940s. He's now raised his seven children in Park City with his wife, Vicki, who, by the way, was born at the Miners Hospital. She graduated from Park City High School, and their children followed suit. To date, there are now four generations of Osguthorpes who have dug their hands into the soil that is part of the now world-renowned resort town. But this isn't the first property the family has preserved for future generations. They have either donated or preserved more than 400 acres in Park City. Summit Land Conservancy Executive Director Cheryl Fox says had they not done that, Park City wouldn't be what you see today.
His family actually donated land out on the 248. They donated about 6 acres there, just gave it to the city. So there's, you know, a creek and a trail and stuff over there. The second then was the McPolin Farm in the early 90s. At that point, it was the Osguthorpe Farm. The more recent transaction was between 2010 and 2012 on 120 acres that the family owns in Round Valley. So if people cross-country ski on the land of Oz, that was that project.
The family has done more than just donate their property, and Fox says it's because they still value the meaning of a handshake. The family had inherited a $5.5 million obligation, and the conservancy, as part of their agreement, said they'd raise the money for them, but they only raised about half. Fox says the family could have walked away and sold the property.
Instead, they said, you know what, we want to save this. In order to make that happen, they took out a loan for that, you know, remaining nearly $3 million. They are paying interest monthly on that loan. So they've got a cash flow outlay every month in order to keep this transaction alive. That speaks to their commitment to this transaction. And it speaks to our need to really raise money now quickly. Our goal is to raise that last $2.5 million or $2.8 million by October 31st.
Fox says the family won't recoup the interest on that loan. The family also took about a $3 million cut on the appraised value, and though some might think that they have plenty of time to raise the remaining $2.8 million, Summit Land Conservancy Board President Joe Cronley says that's not the case.
Well, we're not good. We need everybody's help, and this comes down to, you know, whether we want to, as a community, if we value having some working agricultural lands in and around Park City. And if we do, this is a great opportunity. We're never going to be able to stop all development, but with the opportunities that come forward when we do have willing landowners like we do now, we got to be willing, in my opinion, to take advantage of that.
Case in point, the $8.8 million federal dollars has a deadline, and if they don't match it, that money will go away. Saturday's event had several members of the community in attendance wanting to learn more about what needs to be done and how they can help. Blake Christian moved from California 6 years ago. He lives in Promontory and says he loves driving past the farm.
Love driving through Old Ranch section here, so would love to see this pristine acreage stay the same. So this is pretty unique to have, you know, 150 acre working farm right here in the middle of growing town.
Graham Anthony says he wants to save the farm because it adds to his quality of life.
I drive this road almost every day. Sometimes I choose to drive this road just because I can come by so much open space and enjoy the air, the views, the birds. I've just been standing here watching a red-tailed hawk being harassed by some small birds overhead, and that's a typical sight out here.
Speaking of wildlife, there are many species, Fox says, rely on the habitat of the farm. Cronley says not everyone is able to create a legacy that future generations will benefit from.
This is a small part that you can be a part of and say, yeah, I helped out to create this legacy for future generations so that, you know, 50 years from now, maybe they're not growing alfalfa here. Maybe it's something, I don't know, tomatoes, I don't know what will be in there, but it will be a way to have local food, you know, farm to table.
Local artist and 5-year resident Anna Moore, who is from Amish country, says she donated the watercolor she painted at Saturday's event to auction off.
I work at the Paint Mixer on Main Street, and the owner, Jill Johnson, really wanted to be a part of this and support the family and saving the farm. So she asked me if I'd like to come and live paint, and I said absolutely. I live in Park City, so I love being in Round Valley and looking down at the farm. So any little thing I can do, I'm going
to
do it.
To learn more, visit wesaveland.org. And to make a bid on the painting, call 435-649-0220 or email Cheryl at wesaveland.org by Wednesday noon. You can see pictures of Saturday's event and the painting at kpcw.org. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.